Hey, what's up, everybody? Damon G here doing a off-the-cuff mini-cast because I felt the need to have this conversation based on what I just experienced. Now, for those who don't know, I live in what some would call a suburban part of Dallas, about maybe 20 minutes north of central Dallas, called Richardson. Now, I brought this up last night on Big Gold Belt Podcast. Now that the weather's getting warmer, now that COVID-19 and the situation at hand, people are walking around almost forgetting that we are in the middle of something still serious, still worrisome, still something that we should be proceeding cautiously. I was one of three people I just saw outside along the strip, and I live near a place called City Line, where there are little restaurants and a lot of office buildings. State Farm is there. I just realized what I said there, but that just made me laugh. But as I walked to go get takeout from my local, I call it Asian Chipotle because they make these poke bowls, and it just feels like I'm at a Chipotle called Chard. And they have outdoor seating, which is fine. Nobody was using it. As I talked to the manager a couple of days ago, he said they're not going to fully open. The owner still wants to make sure that things are good to go, things are sanitary and safe before he starts to allow people eating in the restaurant. All fine and good. What irks me is the restaurant next door to it had about 13 people on their patio. Obviously, they weren't one group, but there was at least a group of 6 to 7 people at one, a group of 3 at another, and a group of 3 at another, or thereabouts. While I can say, hey, at least they're not all on top of each other, aside from that 1 6-person table, that's still too close. This little balcony seating, this little patio seating, I'm sorry, that's not 6 feet distance between people. But because people are so effing inconvenienced about still having to socially distance, people who are still whining about having to wear masks in grocery stores or at Costco, people who are complaining about getting their hair cut or going to a mall or starting a sports league again. You all, and this is to those people, you all have no idea what struggle is. Zero struggle experience. This is the epitome of first world problems. When I see all these people flocking to restaurants again to sit outside because they feel as if their rights have been restricted. How dare you say your rights are restricted because you can't go out to a takeout restaurant or get a haircut or do anything that people in other countries would die for, literally die for. So now you're choosing to die for those things by choice. You see? Potentially. I don't wish a pox on anybody. I don't want people to get sick. I don't want people to die because I know people who have lost loved ones to this issue, to this pandemic. So I'm not going to sprinkle the shards of Damien Glass. But what I am going to say is a lot of you have a lot of nerve whining and complaining over having to not have an outdoor social life, to not have an actual social life. I don't get it. I don't understand. Is this the whole give me liberty or give me death? Because I don't think that's what the forefathers and all that good stuff really were trying to get across. They weren't saying give me the ability to get a margarita or give me death. But yet for some reason that's the thing that it keeps popping into my brain. There was a dog park, not even three quarters of a mile, maybe a quarter of a mile from where I live. Not a one person using a mask. They're not distancing. It is an expansively wide park. It's not Central Park where I'm from in New York City, obviously not, but it's spacious enough. It probably covers about maybe 2 city blocks. Why the hell are you all congregating in the middle of it? Why are people congregating in the center of it? And then I see what happens back in New York with people just out and about, acting as if New York isn't the epicenter right now, or one of the epicenters of COVID cases. But no, people want to act as if, and I think that's something that I find even more fascinating, is people's ability to live in avoidance, or to live in the "it won't happen to me" mindset. And that is frustratingly annoying to have to see. Now, I'm getting looks because I'm wearing a mask, and I can tell by the looks people are thrown off by it. Look, man, I'm not sick. I went a couple weeks ago, maybe about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I wasn't feeling well. I went to the ER. I followed all the protocols. It just was a bug. I just had a bug. I'm fine, as you can see. But do you think I want to take any chances? Do you think I want to put my life at risk, or even other people's lives at risk? Look, I love my friends. I miss my friends. I miss hanging out with them. I miss going to have drinks with them. But at this point in my life, I'd rather live on my terms. And maybe that's just it. Maybe just people want to live on their terms. And the whole open the states up, I worry that all of the people who want states to open up so they can, air quotes, make money or an income because they need to pay their bills. On one hand, I understand that. I get it. My father is, all intents and purposes, he works in the public. He can't really go to work as much now because he's older. He is of the age bracket that you might want to stay, you know, want to keep out of harm's way. But to be so blatantly ignorant, to be so blatantly wrong. I understand you want to make a living. I understand you're not making enough to support your family, or you feel you don't, or you aren't making enough to support your family. Listen, I talked to one of my acquaintances here. They're unemployed. They are a single parent, and they work in a service industry. They're not rushing to go back. Not because they want to live off the government, not because they want to get everything handed to them, but because they are a single parent and they are homeschooled. They are working with their kids educationally. 24/7 they're with their kids. Why would they want to go out and jeopardize the health of their children or themselves just to provide a service, admittedly a good service that this person does? Why? Is it that bad? Is it that much of a desperate ploy for some people where they're just mildly inconvenienced? And I see that phrase used a lot, the mild inconvenience. And if anyone who has followed the Damien G Show or just followed me knows my story. Homeless, grew up impoverished, slept on park benches, the literal cardboard box, couch surfing, as I said, homeless shelters, and living under the poverty line. I grew up in it. I understand it. Not knowing where your next meal is coming from. Been there. Struggled as a young adult getting out of school and having to crash on my friends' couches because I couldn't afford New York rent. Because the job market was tough and my experience at that level, I digress. It doesn't matter. I have been there. But what puzzles my brain is that the amount of people, if you put them in my same situation, a lot of Americans' situations, where you have to make it work with an even more stagnated budget, an even more regimented spending habit? They can't do it. You couldn't drop them in a third world country. You couldn't drop a lot of Americans in a third world country or a developing country and say, okay, figure it out. You know, I used to make the joke when I first got into the human services industry to take some of the more inexperienced social workers, the ones who are doing it because they think they can save the world while admirable. I would say, hey, drop them in my old neighborhood before it became gentrified. Or drop them in my parents' neighborhood, because my parents live, you know, in the air quote hood. Let's see if they make it. That's what I want to do with a lot of people I come across, especially today, especially in the last hour and a half. Because usually my routine is, you know, I'll have clients until about 4 o'clock. I'll go out for my walk around 5:30, go out for an hour, see some scenery, take some pictures of greenery and flowers, grab some food on the way back, and just seeing it, just seeing the amount of people who are just ungratefully just not caring about other people's health, their own health. No one, for lack of a better term, they're just selfish. And I just had a conversation with someone about sometimes selfishness isn't a bad thing. Selfishness isn't a bad thing if it's not coming from a place of hurt or anger against other people. This is selfish. This is not thinking about anybody else but your own gratifications or your own instant gratifications, which is a major problem in today's society. But I just needed to vent that out because people who know me know I don't pull punches. And all you first world problem people out here who are having margaritas out on the porch at your neighborhood fishery or your neighborhood Mexican restaurant that needs to open, because some people do need to work. Businesses are going out of business. Yes, I do empathize and feel for them, especially the small businesses. But while you're drinking that margarita, I want you to think, the person that isn't in your party of seven, who is literally within 10 feet of you, or less than 10 feet, I should say. Are you thinking about potentially if this person is sick, or any of your friends are sick, because you don't live with all these people, you don't stay with all these people? Go ahead. Make the choice. Be independent. Have your liberty. But don't be surprised if your version of liberty results in your death, or the death of people that you care about. And I just want to get that off my chest. Find me on Twitter at DamonG347. Find me on Instagram by the same name for my personal account if you want to debate this. Or the show, Damon G Show. Thank you, and I'll talk to you soon.